Welcome to Rock Talk with Jackie Neal. On this episode, we are talking to Elodie Jung. She is in the Fox series, The Cleaning Lady. The finale is coming up Monday the 12th. You also probably remember her from The Hitman's Bodyguard, Gods of Egypt, and G.I. Joe Retaliation. She is incredibly talented, grew up in Paris. She says, in a rough part, that's why she became a black belt in karate. She also has theater acting degrees and a law degree. Here she is.
Hi, Jackie.
Hey, good morning, Miss Elodie. How are you today?
I am good. And you?
I am doing great. Now, super stoked, your leading role in The Cleaning Lady gearing up for the season two-hour finale coming up Monday on the 12th, I think 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central on Fox. Elodie, this character, yeah. Tony, you have been frantically trying to find your kidnapped son who has a life-threatening illness, which is why you're in the U.S. with him. Man, this has led you down so many rabbit holes and avenues of peril. It looks like the finale is going to be all of that except maybe turbocharged.
Yes, I think it's a good sum up. I mean, the life of this woman, Tony Dallaro, that I play, it is rabbit hole after rabbit hole. It's just difficulty after difficulty. It's Fox Law and my showrunners, they love to call it like a pushed reality. But to me, you know, being on set, it doesn't feel this way because I love to keep things grounded because I want to relate to my characters. I want to feel they're real people for me. And then for the audience, you know, to help everyone relate to what she's going through. But it is kind of a marathon race full of hurdles. I don't know how to describe it. It's just intense. It was very intense, Jackie. And the season finale is a shocker. And I won't disclose anything because I've done this in the past, I think, where I just revealed a little too much. He's in season one. I think we were with Oliver, and I was like, "Oh, did we actually said what we should not say?" So the final script, I'm shocked. So I think our audience is going to react. I don't know which way they're going to react, but they are going to react to it for sure.
Well, and you know, Elodie, talking about wanting to get into your character and treat her as a real person. This role requires so much of you physically, mentally, and especially being a mom yourself. With your character facing such intense situations regarding her child, are you absolutely drained when filming wraps?
Yes, I am. I am. I am. And they said, you know, at the end of the season, they're like, we're going to give you more time off. And they don't because we want to follow Tony. We want to know what this woman is going through. I think it's great. It's wonderful. And I 100% I want to give myself to this part because other than entertaining people, which they're doing in this show, you know, I'm hoping no one has a life like that in terms of having me. Yeah, seriously. How difficult she's going through. Literally, you know, per episode, I'm going through. It just feels like every 15 minutes, I'm going through a bomb because it's the nature of the series because they want to entertain. But to me, there's another function because of what Tony's here for. She's here to save her son. And I want people to relate because I'm hoping it could be seen by people who are going through difficulties in their life. And maybe it's a healing process for them as well. You know, and we are doing an entertainment thing, you know, but as I treat my work as art in general, no matter what product I'm in. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And to me, acting is art and acting needs to be real. It needs to feel real for me. And because I want to move people. I want to help through a little scene, through one line. I want it to echo in people's life somehow. This is my, you know, this is why I do it. I want to connect. I want to connect in some sort of way. And I think this is a great platform for that because yes, there's a million things happening in Vegas in the background with the bad guys and all of that. You know, crime and you know, and glitters, all of that is packed in this show. But let's not lose sight of the fact that she's a woman. She's alone with her ailing son. She's an immigrant. She's a cleaning lady. And she's alone and she's strong. And she makes human decisions, which sometimes are the good decisions and sometimes aren't the good decisions. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think everyone can speak to that. I don't know what was your question, but I just went on.
No, I love it. That's exactly what we're talking about, though, is your character. And it kind of reminded me, I became totally invested in Queen of the South and the lead character, Teresa. Mm-hmm. And your character reminds me so much of her. As the viewer, you just find yourself, because we do get so invested in your character and your son's character in the show, just thinking, my God, is she ever going to catch a break? Like you said, it's just every few minutes, there's a life-threatening, horrible situation coming up.
Yeah. But, you know, and I had a chat with the creators, you know, I'm like, is she ever going to catch her breath? Is it going to slow down? In my person, because to me, you can, in life, there are moments where it breathes and it slows down. This is not quite what we're doing here. I need to make it real for me, because I also said to myself, accept it, Elodie. Sometimes in life, you know, you have series of events and then you can't catch up. You feel like you're drowning. It's kind of what's going on with Tony. It's like, so a lot is happening to her, but the feeling is the same.
Yeah.
The feeling is like, one thing after the other. And I think I can relate to that.
I read a quote from you that said, personally, I've always had to face casting directors or producers saying, you're right for the part, but nah, you're not quite what we're looking for. Based on that, Elodie, what advice can you give, not just to people trying to make it in acting, but in whatever field, coming up against constant rejection and opposition? Because you have.
I think you have to assess the field and my real passion. Because if it is, then I have to be equipped and prepared to be here for the long run and to be resilient where I belong. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, if acting hadn't been my passion, then it'd only be a life of suffering. This job really comes with a lot of rejection for most actors. I'm one of them. Then it's like the first question. And then if it is your passion, then whatever tools you can use for yourself. Maybe mine was denial, you know, so I don't hear too much of the voices.
Okay.
And it was just, yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, but you're not quite right. Well, I don't hear that you're not quite right.
Okay.
I think that I have a voice somehow, and in the future, I'm going to use my voice. So I'm just going to, you know, keep up with working on my craft and showing up to auditions that I'm not supposed to belong to. I've been pushy with my team. I might just put me in the room. I know they're looking for this, that. Doesn't matter. Just get me an audition.
Yes.
I've done that, you know, so many times. Didn't always end up with getting the part. It's okay. You know, it's just part of carrying it on.
Being in the room, like you said, just get me in the room. Maybe not that part, but it certainly gets you maybe your top of mind awareness for another part because you got in the room.
Exactly. And also stay yourself. Like, don't try to be the part. Think they think it is, you know, just don't try to fit a box. Just be yourself. It's always been like, okay, you like me or you don't like me.
Yes, ma'am.
But this is what I have to offer to this part. This is how I connect to this part. This is my accent. This is my face. This is my body. This is how I feel.
Right.
This is how I feel. These are my feelings, you know. Then it's real. And then they take it or believe it. They've left it so many times, let me tell you.
Elodie, I know, man, I could just keep on talking to you. I know a lot of people are waiting. We're looking forward to The Cleaning Lady, the season finale coming up Monday. Have a wonderful holiday. Hope you get recharged with your family. And thank you so much for your time, Elodie.
Thank you. You enjoy your holiday.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Rock Talk with Jackie Neal. I would so appreciate it if you would like, subscribe, leave me a review, and feel free to share.